Alright, let's get into it. Today, we're delving into the top 7 key moments that shaped Chelsea Handler's dynamic career and public life. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's what we're tackling today. 7 pivotal moments to understand Chelsea Handler's influential journey. Let's hilariously handle Handler's highlights. Fact number 1. Chelsea. Lately on E! Ran from 2007 to 2014, with more than 1,000 episodes. Here's the deal. Chelsea Lately became a late-night staple with irreverent panel banter, quick-hit celebrity interviews, and viral-ready clips. Think about it this way. Her candid, confessional style turned a cable show into an international export, complete with a recurring ensemble that kept viewers coming back night after night. Test question. What year did Chelsea Lately first air on E? Correct answer. 2007. Memory aid. 2007. Chelsea hit late night heaven. Alright, next up. Number 2. In 2010, she became only the second solo female host of the MTV Video Music Awards. Here's where it gets interesting. That booking signaled real clout, placing a cable late-night voice at the center of a massive live broadcast. From a practical angle, it widened her audience overnight and spotlighted the gender gap in big telecasts. Test question. Who was the first solo female host of the MTV VMAs before Chelsea Handler? Correct answer, Roseanne Barr. Memory aid. 2010, Chelsea took the VMA stage again. Now, let's shift gears to number 3, the 2016 Netflix pivot, Chelsea does in January, then Chelsea in May. The big idea is she tested how late-night sensibilities translate to streaming, mixing field pieces, experts, and a broader, global cadence. It was a platform shift that let her explore deeper themes and ultimately led her toward activism. Test question. What platform did Chelsea Handler transition to in 2016? Correct answer, Netflix. Memory aid. In 2016, Chelsea does on Netflix. Let's keep it going with number 4. She's a multiple number 1 New York Times best-selling author and in 2010 launched her own imprint, Borderline Amazing. In simpler terms, her books weren't just tie-ins, they were engines fueling tours and reinforcing her unfiltered memoir-first voice. Titles like Are You There?, Vodka, Chelsea Chelsea Bang Bang, and Uganda Be Kidding Me kept her on bestseller lists and in the cultural chat. Test question. What year did Chelsea Handler launch her publishing imprint? Correct answer, 2010. Memory aid. 2010, Chelsea's books began to blend. On to number 5. Time named her to the Time 100 in 2012. Here's the key point, that honor underscored her influence as a rare woman leading a late-night brand, while her reach straddled TV, touring, and books. It's a snapshot of how far she'd moved the needle by the early 2010s. Test question. What list did Chelsea Handler make in 2012? Jan. Correct answer. Time 100. Memory aid. 2012. Time saw Chelsea excel. Alright then, fact number 6. Her comedic persona is unapologetically autobiographical. DUI, misadventure origins, relationships, family dynamics, grief, and growth. Let's clarify, she turns personal chaos into crafted punchlines, from early stand-up sparked in a DUI offenders class to later reflections on loss and therapy. What matters most? That candor builds a bond with audiences who value honesty. Test question. What kind of material is Chelsea Handler's comedy primarily based on? Romance. Correct answer. Autobiographical. Memory aid. Chelsea's life turns into comedic strife. Let's roll to the next fact. Number 7. She has openly discussed having 2 abortions at age 16. And has been a vocal advocate for democratic women and LGBTQ+ rights. From a practical angle, that transparency has made her a lightning rod, but also a recognizable ally. Think Emily's List campaigning, hosting GLAAD Media Awards and HRC events. Test question. How many abortions did Chelsea Handler have at age 16? Correct answer, 2. Memory aid. Chelsea's choice, her voice remains. Quick recap time. Let's break this down. Fact 1. When did Chelsea lately first air on E! Or Datan? Correct answer, 2007. Fact 2. Who was the first solo female host of the MTV VMAs before Chelsea Handler? Correct answer, Roseanne Barr. Fact 3. What platform did Chelsea Handler transition to in 2016? Correct answer, Netflix. Fact 4. What year did Chelsea Handler launch her publishing imprint? Correct answer, 2010. Fact 5. What list did Chelsea Handler make in 2012? Correct answer, Time 100. Fact 6. What kind of material is her comedy primarily based on? Correct answer, autobiographical. Fact 7. How many abortions did she have at age 16? Correct answer, 2. Okay, moving forward. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in.